USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The world is in mourning over the death of Emeritus Benedict XVI, who was died at the age of 95. A spokesman for the Holy See says the former pope died today at a monastery in the Vatican, where he had lived since his resignation in 2013.
Pope Francis said the former pontiff was very sick in late December. In 2020, the Vatican said Benedict had suffered from a painful but not serious condition following reports in the German media that he was ill. Benedict was elected leader of the Catholic Church following the death of Pope John Paul II in 2005.
After the great Pope John Paul II, the cardinals have elected me, a simple, humble worker in the vineyard of the Lord.
In 2013, Benedict made the shocking decision to retire from the position, becoming the first pope to resign in nearly six centuries. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
News broke on Friday night of the death of Emmy Award-winning journalist Barbara Walters, who broke the glass ceiling in broadcast news as the first woman to co-host both a morning and evening newscast. Walters died Friday at the age of 93. It's now a waiting game for authorities in Moscow, Idaho, as the suspect in the murders of four college students decides what to do. Details from Rich Johnson.
28-year-old Brian Koberger's next court appearance is Tuesday in Pennsylvania. Latah County, Idaho, prosecutor Bill Thompson says he's ready to file the papers should Koberger fight his return to Moscow.
If we do that, it can take a while for him to get here. So again, I'm asking for your patience and understand that's just the way the system works.
But Koberger could agree to voluntarily return. Either way, Thompson says now the reporters know the identity of the suspect.
Please get that information out there. Please. Please ask the public, anyone who knows about this individual,
so they can fully understand who he is, what happened, and why.
You are listening to USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
USA News 2022.
The Gun Violence Archive counts 611 mass shootings this year, generally defined as four or more victims shot at the same location. 19 children and two teachers were killed at a school in Uvalde, Texas. Many shot or dying as police waited to engage the 18-year-old shooter.
I'm going crazy. Nobody knows where my dog's at right now.
It could have been worse at a nightclub in Colorado Springs where five died and two dozen were hurt.
At least two heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect.
Also, six dead in Chesapeake, Virginia, 10 in Buffalo. President Biden gave voice to the question many have asked.
When in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
While former President Trump told the NRA convention when it comes to schools,
it's time to finally allow highly trained teachers to safely and discreetly concealed carry.
Congress did pass a bill that toughens background checks for gun buyers younger than 21. It will also invest in red flag laws, which allow courts to seize guns from people deemed to be dangerous. The House passed, but the Senate voted down a bill that would have reinstated the ban on assault weapons. 2022 in review. I'm Richard Johnson.
My Pillow is excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. Last Christmas, you made them the number one selling My Pillow product, and now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. Use promo code USA to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair.